Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. This is Nathan McHatfield. San Francisco, California. That's in downtown San Francisco, right in front of the City Hall of Mayor's office here. I am currently broadcasting live here. You can get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us on our guest calling, blogtalkradio.com. It would be possible if you can be doing this online, too. Our phone number is going to reach us at Texas. 628-228-1010. You can also contact us through our secondary line, 415-890-5171, here in San Francisco, California. We are basically talking here for you guys here today for the date of Sunday. I am at the Mutual Chemical Coffee. We just want to get some things addressed here before we do anything else here. As you guys are aware, I am no longer in South Dakota. I am no longer broadcasting on that platform there in South Dakota. I'm currently in San Francisco, California, broadcasting live here currently. I am in downtown San Francisco, just off of the street of Fulton. And I do believe it's 9th Street. 9th Street. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's good to be back on air. Good to be here live for casting. We have like about half an hour on the show here today. So, like I said, if you guys want to contact us, 415-890-5171 to leave a message. Or you can contact us through the same line to like a text message. So that's the reason why that was set up here by Google Voice. You can also contact me personally, the show host for Blog Talk Radio. Of Little Bit Show here, 628-228-1710, 628-228-1710 is the number to call or text. So today we're going to be talking basically to you guys about the, the importance of the elections, I think is what it was. I can't remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Other shows here. I'm going to be going to Los Angeles here within the next couple months here to go on holiday there. It's going to be like a month. And I'll be making my trek back up north to San Francisco to keep people updated here as well. So I could say if you guys have any questions, you know what to do. Me up for 158-905-171 is member to call in or text. We will actually get you guys comments, questions, concerns up on the air here as well. So in order for that to happen, you need to call and text. We'll get you guys noted for the situation. The 2016 primaries is actually up on the leaks here, so we're going to be watching that as well. You guys know something situation with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is basically one of the things that's one of the big people that's actually out there. He still actually has more money than any candidate out there right now. Many of the other candidates I see out there, they have to raise their money. But compared to Donald Trump, he does not have to raise his own money for what he's doing. Much of the money he gets is his. He has billions of dollars on him, so he really doesn't need to even raise any money of his own. Compared to Hillary Clinton and other candidates, they have to raise their own money for their campaigns. So that's the reason why there's a lot of people that are noticing Donald Trump for what he has been doing, for his work, for his side of the presidency, is that he has a lot of money to throw away, basically, is what where it rounds up now today. Our station, Multilingual Radio Network, is merging once again, this time with a company called, which is Sky Earth Station. Sky Earth Station is a satellite that was launched quite a while back secretly through NASA. It was a secret program, basically, for NASA, or NASA for the company, in which nobody knew what was the program was about, basically what that was. So, and with that being said, our station here in San Francisco is located here. We do have a mailing address now. It's 391 Ellis Street, zip code 94112. You guys are noticing all the changes on our website, too. We got redesigned. We got reestablished. Due to the fact that Republic Media did get hacked, we got that reestablished as well. And more professionally designed than what we wanted the company to look like. So, and with that being said, Multilingua Radio Network has merged once again with Sky Earth Station. Sky Earth Station is part of SkyTel. SkyTel Network is what we've gone through for the telephone service that we had once previously. Angela was the one that actually had tested that and confirmed that it worked. SkyTel Network. We haven't yet signed the formal agreement with them, but we are actually going to be signing with our own Sky Earth Station, basically. And we're going to get that up there and hopefully within the next couple of months. It usually takes about 6 months before all that goes through, but it usually takes a small percentage of the processing time. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, the International Bureau, International Media Bureau, this is what they call it, is the one that's heading the aspects of the license for the satellite and, you know, other stuff too. So that's basically what that is. And then, we got that. We also have another thing to do here too, is that our live stream. Our live stream is up. Our live stream's been confirmed working. So you guys have noticing on that too, that we had live stream up. I'm currently, like I said, in downtown San Francisco. Much of the stuff that we do here basically is underground, but where I am right now, I am not underground. I am not underground. So, you guys have noticed this is a different tone to JPNK in Asian Pop House this week because of the composition, different compositions that we did for the show today, yesterday. That was yesterday. So the show that was still going on air, the broadcast on Spreaker.com. So that's the whole scenario for the JPNK Asian Hot House. HOT, Hajimaste Onamei Tokayo, which is what HOT stands for. So it's basically what used to sentiment here. Asian Hot House basically is through JPNK. JPNK is through the Multilingua Radio Network. And I do believe that's part of the reason why they hacked us, because they want stations, you know, the radio stations, all to be a part of Multilingua Radio Network and not with Real Public Media. They want Real Public Media to be more corporate-like than what Multilingua Radio Network is. But thanks to the fact that Real Public Media does own a television station, which is WC47, is the reason why they established it the way they did. They didn't want anything or any stations to be a part of that site of any way, shape, or form. They want the stations to be a part of the network itself, which is Multilingual Radio Network. And they also want the television station to be its own entity as well, which is why it was designed the way it was. It's why they gave them their own of address. So, with that being said, that's precisely what they wanted. That's precisely what they said. That's precisely what they had noted. And in conjunction with Republic Community National, got redesigned, reconfigured, re-noted, and was rerouted the way it was. They had nothing to do with the stations. What they want is they want Republic Media to be its own entity, as a corporate side of the business. is what they said. So when it got hacked, we were in a meeting. We were in convening the meeting with the FCC, but we also were in convening the meeting with IBSS and other agencies, which stated that they wanted the stations to be on their own platform. Matalinga Radio Network and Sky Earth Station is part of their own platform, but Sky Earth Station merged with Matalinga Radio Network, which prompted the situation with JPNK, KSFF or KUMD, and JPNK. JPNK lost their sister station, so we're not going to be able to do the station for them here. So, with that being said, our location is a physical address, C91 Ellis Street, which we can actually get our mail from. We can drop off packages, we can drop off prizes there as well. So, if you have any contacts or any prizes because you guys want to win through our promotions, we go through 391 Ellis Street. And they can only take us in a certain time between certain hours. Matalinga Network is in part of Sky Earth Station. Sky Earth Station is in part of the association and the merger with Matalinga Network. And with that being said, I have noted, I have stated, I have finally gotten in touch with everybody. You can get in touch with me. I've been meeting with CIA, FBI, other security platforms, which have been coming to me. They've given me basically instructions. They've given me a different scenarios. They've also given me different templates to read, different links, different PDFs to download and stuff like that, and how to secure the business as they did. We do track ourselves as in part of the program. We track our visitors. So we track our visitors through what they call the GPS platform. So we track, that's how we track our visitors. We know where they're coming from. We know where they live. We know the addresses, phone numbers, and everything else where they come from. So if anyone contacts us through cell phone communications or through Google Voice, we track them basically through them. So that's how we know where they live. That's how we know their address. That's how we know what their house looks like. And I'll give you one little scenario here, too. When I was in South Dakota, someone who actually contacted us in Rochester, Minnesota. He was tracked and traced to a house in Rochester, Minnesota, but it was out in the outskirts of Rochester. We tracked someone in Rapid City who had tried to infiltrate the cell phone communication, and he was actually traced to his home in Rapid Valley, South Dakota. And most recently, we have one in Missouri. He was tracking Chase as well, and he was actually noted through that. We know his house number looks like. We also know what his house looks like and everything else. So that's 3 strikes, 3 out of 3 with success. So the system is actually working good. So basically, what I'm showing people here in America is how to track, trace, note, and take witness of the place where it's coming from. So with that being said, we do have every single person's phone number. We have every person's email. Every person's house, places where they live and stuff like that. So that's how we know who they are, what they are, what they're doing, how they live day by day, stuff like that. So this program is a success, founded by the federal government of the United States of America, and is noted through the Federal Communications Commission, Federal Bureau of Investigations, Central Intelligence Agency, the National Intelligence Agency, the Bureau of Intellectual Property Organization, Copyright Office of Washington, D.C., Library of Congress, President of the United States, Prime Minister of Japan, President Aquino, Queen of England, and other major big people that need to get the notes. Basically, the VIPs. It's basically through the elite, is how we put it. So, with that being said, I think things have been noted. Everything has been said. We broadcasted live, basically, I think it was about two months ago, a situation with the mayor's office here. And basically what happened is that I came in, I inspected, I saw, I noticed, and I had basically told the mayor through an email that they had to update their flags here in Union Square. Civic Center, basically, through the email. So all the flags that they had here were all torn, faded. So basically, I came in, toured, took notes, took photos, and notified the mayor, and basically stated that all flags need to be replaced on behalf of the city and county of San Francisco and the United States government. How I said it. So that was broadcast live through live stream. We sent downloaded those videos and uploaded them to YouTube. WC-47 is San Francisco's own. It's noted through Republic Community National, but being that they wanted everything to be on their own separate timeline, their own separate queue. WC-47 got their own website, their own web address. So they wanted Republic Media to be their own entity as a corporate structure, is what they said. Multilingual Network is the way it is. It's not once it hacked through system. And being that basically that Republic Media was the only one that got hacked, being that they said that they wanted Republic Media to be more corporate structured than the network still. And with that being said, Multilingual Network, if we do a recap here, Multilingual Network is the only website that did not get hacked, thanks to the fact that they're the only ones that were trying to get everything situated. KPNK, Asian Hot House, is one that had basically their own link to the website. DXTQ is still in the works, thanks to the fact that it's slow going in the Philippines. 102.5 K1B is basically coming to KSSF and soon to be Sky Earth Station, SCS. So that's three stations there. And let's see, who else is there? That's something like that's the three stations that we own, that most of them are owned through the company. Copyrighted through Copyright Office, Washington, D.C., 2012-2017, and is noted through the Federal Communications Commission. I also did some digging through the SEC and found out that Republic Media does have two different IDs, so we're going to get that addressed, too. I also can have to go do some other research, too. I do have honest I'll be honest with everybody you care. My real name is Kaylee. My real name is Kaylee. My name that I'm going by, Natsumi, Natsumi, is what my foster mom gave me when I was kidnapped in 92. So basically, she had gone through all the troubles and get everything squared away from my middle school years and high school years, which she did pretty good here in San Francisco. I went to the Gimaliac Academy up in Golden Gate. Went to high school, Mission High School, graduated with honors. And get that San Francisco stay. I didn't want to stay in San Francisco because it was too much of a hassle staying here. Get back that I was kidnapped from Napa, and my dad died in 92. And I was too upset because I was still going through a lot of flashbacks, have a lot of nightmares because my dad's death and stuff like that. So that's the reason why I had gone through what I had to go through. It's nothing that I did. It's nothing that I had done. Basically, trying to help myself through what I had to go through. I wasn't blaming myself for nothing. I wasn't blaming myself for anything that I did. I did for quite some time blame myself for what my dad did. But I, like I said, everybody had to assure me that the situation that my father did back in 92 and pure 80 is the reason why I blame myself for what he did. He didn't listen to me when I told him not to touch it. You know, the fence that was basically around pure 80 at the time. So, and every time I left San Francisco, the police comes after me. Not the police comes after me. And they will not leave me alone for some reason. I keep telling people this. I do not want to stay in San Francisco my whole life, nor do I want to stay in this county because of the all the bad memories that I've gone through, that my dad had to go through. That's why he's, that's the reason why I leave San Francisco like I do. That's not anybody. It's nothing that I did. It's what my father did. And basically, I told everybody, including the people at a certain place, that I don't want to stay in San Francisco. I don't want to stay here any longer. Because there's too many bad memories for me. There's too many bad memories for my family. Basically, I was left. Me and my mom. My uncle. And that reminded me, too, that Edward Harrison is my uncle. This is the reason why he's trying to come and comfort me. I tried to get myself into college, too, but, you know, every time I try to, people say I can't. People say I don't want to. People say, people try to say that I shouldn't be going to college. And I should. And they, people who do that, basically say that I should be in college, but every time I try to apply to college, I get denied. So why should I go to college when I get denied? Only reason why I've been to UC Berkeley is because it's a startup program. I was going to start a program for UC Berkeley. And that's the reason why I went through Mountain View. And that's how Mountain View knew me. And that's how Mountain View knew me. So, and with that being noted, you can also contact me through, like I said, if you have any questions and concerns, contact me for 158-905-1071. You can make sure you guys get on the air with your questions, stuff like that. So, you can leave a message, you can text us, you can email us. If you want to email us, you can email Carpet, WPMI@asia.com, WPMI@USA.com, WPMI-HQ@USA.com is the email addresses. You may be looking like in our own email address for Blog Talk Radio. So, with that being said, Natsumiko Kimikatsu, first name. Kaylee Lynn. The reason why I was called Natsumi is because of my foster mother. My foster mother in San Francisco was the one that made me Nat. And that's the reason why I was coined by that name. And recently, I did find out that I had a military ID through the U.S. Air Force. Probably because of my father. But I now have a U.S. passport now with my legal name, my birth name. So, with that being said, that is noted. That is shown through Facebook. With further murder said, like I said, I hope you guys have a good day. Hope you guys have a nice day. And I hope you guys can see what the whole picture is now. Real Click Media is a corporate entity. They wanted us to be their own site, their own standard. They didn't want to be a part of anything else. The television station that was with Real Public Media is no longer with Real Public Media. It's its own entity on its own site. So it matters. Multilingual Radio Network obtained the link and is going to be establishing JPNK, CXTQ, and KSFF through the site. Through the sublink is what they can do. So that's the three things. So if you guys have anything else you can do, and suggestions and concerns, we do also have a job application on the website of Real Public Media. So you guys want to go ahead and get your job application in. If you guys can get your work authorization in as well, we'll make sure you guys get hired for what you guys are doing. If you guys have any experience in radio broadcasting or television broadcasting in any way, shape, or form, let us know. You can go through that through the application process. Any message to Black Talk Radio with the Bit Show.